In the name of Jesus, amen. O Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together, but you were not willing. Your house is left to you desolate, he says. And as he goes to the cross, cast outside that city, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Jerusalem, what happened? O Israel, why this? To you the law of God and the prophets, God speaking. For you circumcision, the covenant cut into your flesh. In you the place of God's mercy on earth, the temple and blood, God forgiving sin. Not because you were great or wise or mighty, but because God chose. Abraham, your father, and you, Abraham's children. To you the highest honor in heaven and earth, God's Son in your hands, from your womb the promised one, this Jesus, the very body of God, literally into your hands. You were created for this, to hold this Son, brought into existence out of nothing, to stand before God with angels, to take holy things from his holy altar, to touch the lips of sinners, not with tongs like Isaiah's singing seraphim. Israel, you would use your hands, hold God, give him to the world, cradle God's beloved Son in the palm of your hands, washing the world with him, feeding the world by him, so that the dead and dying would come to life. But Israel refused. Like Esau, rejecting true riches for mammon stew, hating and despising one master, loving and giving loyalty to another master, his belly and the stuff that fills it. Better than this ministry, better than these goods, this inheritance entrusted to him. If bread from heaven was eventually unfulfilling in the wilderness, how can it be other for God in the chalice than to eventually be of no importance? Old Israel threw away what was priceless, what was God's, for what was meaningless. O Jerusalem, your stewardship is called to account. You have wasted the rich man's goods. O Israel, you can no longer be the steward. The parable isn't a call to do whatever it takes to save sinners, to become postmodern stylists with a dab of Lutheran substance. The parable of the unjust steward is a parable of an unjust steward of old Israel. Like part two of the parable of the prodigal right before it, it is condemnation from the mouth of Jesus, Jesus denouncing the stay-at-home brother, the angry older brother, not happy at his little brother's return to the house. The older brother who stayed with his father all those years, but under false pretenses. He didn't want the father face to face. He wanted the father's house. The older brother who would not go in to the feast, but who stayed out in the darkness. And his father went out and pleaded with him, as Jesus pleads with Israel, this unjust steward. The ox knows its owner, the donkey its master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider. This accusation is brought against this steward, Israel, his nation, that the rich man's goods have been wasted, the holiest things wasted. Now give an account. You have lost your standing in heaven. I am taking the office of the ministry away from you and giving it to others. But I still want you at the feast to be with me, to have what is mine. So now deal shrewdly. Go make friends for yourselves with the Gentiles. Perhaps your mutual love of mammon will grant you access to the ministry I have taken from you and given to them. I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into eternal and everlasting habitations. There is still a pleading father for the prodigal's big brother, and there is a merciful rich man here for the unjust steward. But hear the verdict that Jesus declares. Woe to old Israel! You are no longer allowed to handle true riches. You have denied the very purpose of existence. You have squandered the kingdom for unrighteous mammon, for the things you really love. Here is wrath. This is judgment. And the old house is left desolate. That was easy. Woe to old Israel. And woe to every clergy who repeats their sin. If God in a cup and a font is not all-consuming for you, is not the center of things, then get out of the ministry. If you don't remove yourself, God will remove you, as he removed old Israel, an unjust steward. It is not exhaustively prepared mission statements, or the multiplication of new ministries, or counterfeit treasure offered in the place of the true. It is the sacramental Christ that you give. Pastors and students of the ministry are created by God for one purpose, to handle the incarnate Christ. It's why he causes you to exist for the church. It's why he created you in the first place, to hold his only Son, the very body of God, his priceless blood, brought into existence to stand before God's heavenly throne, surrounded by angels, and to take holy things from his holy altar to touch the lips of sinners. Not with tongs, you are allowed to use your hands to give Christ's service to a frightened and seizing world, to cradle God's only child in the palm of your hands from where he washes and he feeds a world black with dust and ash. The dead and condemned come to life by these things, these riches, these things out of your hand, as you give out the true riches that the rich man has entrusted to you, called and ordained to put Christ on and in people, even though you are still what you are and what people see, to hand over what often seems so pathetic and so little to us, but is the most priceless jewel on earth. If this call is not high enough for you, Pastor, then, Pastor, you have lost your reason to exist, like unfaithful old Israel did before you. But even in wrath, there is still the way back into the feast. Come now and hold heaven in your hands. Cradle the only Son of God in your hand and on your palate, things which angels still desire to look into. Even for unfaithful us, a way back into the feast, to Abraham's bosom with poor Lazarus, with no more sores and no longer hungry for crumbs, with Moses and the prophets and the one who is risen from the dead. No desolate house, no weeping, but for joy, everlasting habitations. Here is Christ gathering his children under his wing. Take your place at the heavenly feast now. Then take your place as servant of this feast at your ordination. It's why you are here. Amen.